Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1521. Top 13 Healthy Grocery Store Travel Foods by Ben Greenfield of bengreenfieldfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. And for a lot more blogs being narrated for you, check out Optimal Living Daily. You can search and find that podcast wherever you're listening to this. And with that, let's get right to today's article as we optimize your life. Top 13 Healthy Grocery Store Travel Foods by Ben Greenfield of bengreenfieldfitness.com. Have you ever pulled up to a grocery store in your rental car, fresh from the airport and starved for food to take back to your hotel room, rented home, condo, or apartment? Have you ever been on a long road trip and needed fuel for real meals to eat on the go? Have you ever wondered if there's a better alternative to canned food, jerky, and trail mix when you're camping? Then, this article was designed for you, because these are the top 13 healthy grocery store items I grab to make quick meals while I'm traveling. If you remember this on your next trip, you'll likely feel more energetic, perform better, and stay lean. Healthy grocery store travel food number one, wraps. Wraps are perfect for preparing a quick snack from your hotel room, apartment, or condo, and are usually found near the bread section of the grocery store. The sky is the limit when it comes to choosing what you want to use as a wrap. I prefer gluten-free sprouted wraps when I can get them. Spinach wraps or whole grain wraps are other popular varieties that I use. If you are gluten intolerant, watching your waistline, or limiting carbohydrate, then get very large pieces of romaine lettuce or cabbage that you can use as a wrap. Travel food number two, spinach and mixed greens. During a week of travel, I use spinach and mixed greens for two primary recipes, salads and wraps. The darker greens are a good source of iron, although some varieties like bok choy or kale can be a bit chewy and not good in a wrap. This is one ingredient of which I always buy more than I think I need, because if it's around, I'll eat it quite often as a wrap filler or salad base, and thus be less likely to overeat on more calorie-dense foods. Travel food number three, tomatoes. Chopped tomatoes can be thrown over a salad, and sliced tomatoes are perfect in a wrap. Because I often find myself on foot or on a bicycle when visiting the grocery store, I typically choose the small romaine tomatoes, which travel better and bruise less than the juicy plump variety. Travel food number four, avocado. Full of appetite-satiating fats and wrapped in a natural protective layer, avocados, like tomatoes, can be chopped and used as salad toppings or sliced and placed into a wrap. Do not choose overly soft avocados, which also do not travel well and more quickly rot. Travel food number five, cucumbers. Cukes round out the big three for salads and wraps. When included with tomatoes and avocados, along with a base of spinach and mixed greens, they add a perfect crunch and texture to the meal. Travel food number six, cheese. If you are lactose intolerant, you may want to skip cheese or double up on nuts, which can be often used in the same way as cheese. During a week of travel, I use cheese in wraps, melt cheese over an avocado for a quick snack, and top tomatoes with a slice of cheese and splash of olive oil or salad dressing. My favorite varieties are feta, Swiss, and mozzarella. Travel food number seven, yogurt. Follow the same rules as cheese. If you are lactose intolerant, substitute soy milk, rice milk, almond milk, or coconut milk. Fat-free, plain yogurt is useful as a low-calorie topping for a wrap, good with fruit and nuts for breakfast, and versatile enough to be used with almond butter and dark chocolate for dessert. Travel food number 8, almond butter. Compared to peanut butter, almond butter is higher in healthy monounsaturated fatty acids. For this ingredient, I typically buy less than I think I need because it's easy to eat too many calories from almond butter. Use it with breakfasts and desserts, as I mentioned earlier. Travel food number 9, cashews, walnuts, and almonds. I typically mix these with fruit and yogurt for breakfast, toss into a wrap for extra calories and crunch, or grab a handful to satiate the appetite in the afternoon. Go for the unsalted, raw, unroasted option. Travel food number 10, salad dressing. Perfect for salads and wraps, a salad dressing is a smart choice only if you can find a variety with A, an olive oil base, and B, no high fructose corn syrup and added sugars. Look along the top of the salad dressing shelf for the smaller designer varieties, which will more often fit these criteria. In a pinch, just grab a small container of extra virgin olive oil and balsamic vinaigrette instead. Travel food number 11, sweet potatoes and yams. If my travel involves physical activity, such as cycling, large amounts of walking, or a triathlon, then these tubers form the crux of my carbohydrate intake. They have high amounts of vitamins, minerals, and beta-carotene. In a pinch, they can be microwaved for 5 minutes, but it is better to boil them for 20 minutes or bake for 40 minutes. Usually, I will salt and eat them plain or serve them with almond butter and honey. Travel food number 12, fruit. If I'm traveling to a new or unique region, I usually experiment with varieties of fruit that are hard to get at home in Washington State. For example, in Florida, I might stock up on juicy oranges and grapefruit. In Hawaii, stock up on fresh papaya or pineapple. And in Thailand, grab a handful of dragon fruit. Fruit is perfect for a mid-morning snack, salad topping, or breakfast addition. And lastly, travel food number 13, dark chocolate. Chock full of antioxidants and lower in sugars and dairy than milk chocolate, a 70% or more dark chocolate bar is a good nightcap snack after a long day of travel, and is also useful for sweetening oatmeal, breaking chunks into yogurt, or dipping in almond butter. I keep mine in the freezer. To wrap it up, no pun intended, I very often eat a primary diet of wraps and salads while traveling, supplemented with fruits, nuts, potatoes, yogurt, or milk-based snacks. You'd be surprised at how healthy you can eat and how good meals can taste by simply using these 13 healthy grocery store travel foods. Finally, if you want just a little extra flavor, grab salt, pepper, turmeric, and cinnamon. These 4 spices can really dress up any of the meals discussed in this article. Bon appetit. You just listened to the post titled Top 13 Healthy Grocery Store Travel Foods by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. What I particularly like about Ben's list is that it contains mostly whole foods, foods that aren't as processed, but yet still have a longer shelf life. For example, almond butter and nuts, those things can be taken anywhere, don't need refrigeration, and are definitely easy when you're on the go. And I really liked his idea of trying the local flavors. Ben gave the example of when he's in Hawaii, he'll have papaya or pineapple. In fact, when I was traveling through the national parks here in the US, I discovered a fruit that I never knew. It's huckleberry, and now I'm obsessed with it. But I never would have known about it unless I had actually tried it. And what I also liked about Ben's list is, even for those foods that are perishable, they won't take up too much space, so they would likely fit in a hotel refrigerator. So I appreciate the list, Ben. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.